आकाशवाणी प्रेजेंट्स मॉर्निंग न्यूज। गुड मॉर्निंग, आई एम अभिषेक मुखोपाध्याय। द हेडलाइंस: 400 पीपल किल्ड एंड 250 इंजर्ड इन पाकिस्तानी एयर स्ट्राइक्स ऑन काबुल हॉस्पिटल इन अफगानिस्तान। External Affairs Minister S. Jaishankar holds talks with his European Union counterparts in Brussels, discusses Iran conflict. India asks its citizens not to cross Iran's border without coordination with embassy. BJP's Sanjay Bhatia and Congress party's Karamveer Singh Bodh declared elected to two Rajya Sabha seats from Haryana. Maharashtra Assembly passes Freedom of Religion Bill 2026 to prohibit religious conversions carried out through coercion, fraud, inducement or marriage. And in badminton, Kidambi Srikanth, Ayush Shetty and Tanvi Sharma to lead India's challenge at the Orleans Masters Super 300 tournament beginning today in France. At least 400 people have been killed and around 250 injured in a Pakistani airstrike at a hospital in Afghan capital Kabul last night. We have more from a correspondent.
Taliban government spokesperson Zabihullah Mujahid said that a large section of the hospital has been destroyed in the Pakistani airstrike and the number of casualties may increase. He said, Pakistani military regime has once again violated Afghanistan's airspace and targeted a drug rehabilitation hospital in Kabul, resulting in the death and injury of addicts who were undergoing treatment. The attack came hours after Afghan officials said the two sides exchanged fire along their common border. UN Special Rapporteur for Human Rights for Afghanistan, Richard Bennett, has expressed concern over civilian casualties in the attack on the hospital. The International Human Rights Foundation has also condemned the attack, saying that public places such as hospitals should not be targeted. The situation in Kabul has been tense, as residents report continued aircraft activity over the city. The Pakistani military has struck Kabul several times in recent weeks, causing heavy civilian casualties. Ashish P. Abraham, Akashwani News, Delhi.
External Affairs Minister S. Jaishankar met his counterparts from European Union EU in Brussels. They discussed Iran and Ukraine conflicts, as well as ways to deepen India's relations with Europe. Dr. Jaishankar is on a two-day visit to the Belgian capital at the invitation of the EU Foreign and Security Policy Chief, Kaya Kallas, to attend a meeting of Foreign Affairs Council of the Bloc. The External Affairs Minister held separate meetings with European Commission President Ursula von der Leyen and his counterparts from Germany, Greece and Belgium. Following his meeting with European Commission President Ursula von der Leyen, Dr. Jaishankar said her highly successful state visit to India in January marked a turning point in India-EU ties, and New Delhi is following up vigorously on it. He said stronger convergence between India and EU in a multipolar world is also expressed in closer consultations. Mr. Kallas said EU Foreign Affairs Council discussed how to better protect shipping in the Strait of Hormuz, including possible contributions by the EU's naval mission, ASPIDES, and a European security strategy. Indian Embassy in Iran has strictly advised Indian nationals currently in Iran to not approach or attempt to cross any land border of Iran for onward travel without prior and explicit coordination with Indian Embassy in Tehran. In the advisory, the embassy said that the Indian nationals who attempt to leave Iran via land borders without the knowledge and guidance of the embassy are highly likely to encounter serious logistical and immigration difficulties. It strongly discourages uncoordinated movement towards land borders. LPG carrier vessel Shivalik, carrying 46,000 metric tons of liquefied petroleum gas, LPG, from Qatar, reached Mundra port in Gujarat yesterday. Addressing the inter-ministerial briefing on recent developments in West Asia in New Delhi, Special Secretary at the Ministry of Ports, Shipping and Waterways, Rajesh Kumar Sinha, informed that another Indian vessel carrying LPG, Nanda Devi, will arrive today. He added that an Indian-flagged vessel, Jag Latki, which sailed from the UAE, is safely en route to India. Lok Sabha will take up further discussion and voting on the demand for grants under the control of the Minister of Railways for 2026-27 today. Initiating the discussion yesterday, Tariq Anwar of the Congress alleged that government has failed to meet its own targets. He said under the Amrit Bharat Station Scheme, out of 1,337 stations, the redevelopment work has been completed at only 160 stations. Ganesh Singh of the BJP said that over the last 10 years, a significant transformation has taken place in the railway. He said new technologies have been introduced and the railway network is also being expanded. In Rajya Sabha today, Finance Minister Nirmala Sitharaman is likely to move the Appropriation Bill 2026 for consideration and return. This is Akashvani giving you the news. For quick news updates around the clock, follow us on X handle at AIR News Alerts. And for details of stories and more, log on to our website www.newsonair.gov.in and download News on AIR app. BJP's Sanjay Bhatia and Congress Party's Karamveer Singh Bodh have been declared elected to two Rajya Sabha seats from Haryana. Voting was held for two seats yesterday. Officials said five votes were declared invalid, four of Congress and one of the BJP. BJP's Sanjay Bhatia, Karamveer Singh Bodh of the Congress and independent candidate Satish Nandal were in the fray for two seats. Nandal's candidature was proposed by three independents, Savitri Jindal, Rajesh June and Devendra Kadiyan and seven BJP MLAs. The expenditure observers for the upcoming assembly elections will arrive at Keralam today. We have more from a correspondent.
Unlike previous elections, observers are reaching Keralam much earlier this time as part of enhanced monitoring arrangements. While the general election observers will arrive on Wednesday, 40 expenditure observers are scheduled to reach Keralam today. Meanwhile, the Chief Electoral Officer Keralam has informed that around 20 enforcement agencies will be fully deployed during the entire campaign period to ensure strict monitoring of election-related activities and spending. The CEO also said that arrangements will be made to ensure that voters above the age of 85 are able to cast their votes without any difficulty, and home voting facility will be arranged for them. Steps will also be taken to increase the participation of young voters in Kerala. Meanwhile, political parties have been directed to submit copies of their election manifestos to the Election Commission of India within 3 days of releasing them. Smithy M. Palluruthi, Akashvani News, Thiruvananthapuram.
Maharashtra Assembly last night passed the Freedom of Religion Bill 2026 by voice vote. It has stringent provisions to prohibit religious conversions carried out through coercion, fraud, inducement or marriage. As per the bill, those involved in unlawful conversions on the pretext of marriage will be punished with imprisonment of 7 years and shall also be liable for a fine of 1 lakh rupees. Violations in respect of a minor, a person of unsound mind, a woman or a person belonging to the scheduled caste and scheduled tribe will be punished with imprisonment of 7 years and a fine of 5 lakh rupees. In Jammu and Kashmir, the Asia's largest tulip garden in Srinagar was opened for visitors yesterday. Located on the foothills of the Zabarwan Range, overlooking Dal Lake, the garden has been fully geared to welcome local, domestic and foreign tourists. Our correspondent has filed this report.
Chief Minister Omar Abdullah inaugurated Tulip Show 2026 at the Tulip Garden Srinagar and took a tour of the garden. This year, around 18 lakh tulips of over 70 varieties, along with nearly 1 lakh other bulbous flowers, including daffodils, hyacinths and narcissus, have been planted. This has added vibrant colors to the valley's spring landscape. The Chief Minister appealed to tourists from across the country and around the world to visit Jammu and Kashmir during the spring season and experience its unmatched natural beauty. Talking to Akashvani News Srinagar, Director Floriculture Kashmir, Mathura Masoom talked about various features of the tulip show and innovative measures taken for attraction of the visitors. It's hoped that Tulip Show 2026 would give flip to the tourism activities in Kashmir region. Tariq Rathar, Akashvani News Srinagar.
Uttarakhand government has made special health arrangements for this year's Chardham Yatra. The health of pilgrims visiting the Yatra will be monitored in real time through the eSwastha Dham portal so that medical assistance can be provided immediately when required. More details from a correspondent.
Experienced doctors and paramedical staff will be deployed at a permanent and temporary medical units along the pilgrimage routes, major halting points and at all four dhams. To deal with emergencies, 177 ambulances will be stationed along the Yatra routes, including 108 emergency service ambulances, advanced life support ambulances and cardiac ambulances. In addition, one boat ambulance will be available in Tehri and a helicopter ambulance will also be deployed, which will be operated through AIIMS Rishikesh. Health Minister Dr. Dhan Singh Rawat said that the response time of ambulances along the yatra routes will be kept to a minimum so that pilgrims can receive timely medical care. For this, 25 medical relief posts and 33 health screening points have been set up along the pilgrimage routes, where health checkups of devotees will be conducted and treatment will be provided if needed. To ensure better health services during the yatra, specialist doctors, medical officers and paramedical staff will be deployed on a rotational basis. Sakshi Singh, Akashwani News, Dehradun.
In badminton, senior player Kidambi Srikanth and youngsters Ayush Shetty and Tanvi Sharma will lead India's challenge at the Orleans Masters Super 300 tournament beginning at the Palais des Sports in France today. Tarun Mannapalli and world number 42 Kiran George are also part of Indian men's singles lineup. In the women's singles, Tanvi Sharma is a three-time runner-up at the BWF World Tour events and is searching for a title on the circuit. As part of a series, People's Padma on Akashvani, in an upcoming episode, we speak to Sri Chiranji Lal Yadav, a skilled artisan who is known for engraving work. Sri Chiranji Lal Yadav will be honored with the Padma Shri for his contribution in the field of art. To listen to the conversation, tune in to 100.1 Akashvani Gold today morning at 9:10 a.m. You can also listen to it on News on AIR app and News on AIR official YouTube channel. And now for a look at today's newspapers, it's over to Nina Arakkal.
Thank you, Abhishek. The Rajya Sabha polls held yesterday is noticed by the dailies this morning. NDA makes gains in Rajya Sabha polls as cross-voting dents opposition, states Hindustan Times. Election Commission of India issues strict directives for model code of conduct, notes the Statesman. India trade deal with US on track despite new probes, says Financial Express. Dubai airport rattled, flights disrupted after drone strike, leads Hindustan Times. One Battle beats Sinners for top Oscar. Awards for K-pop sensation, writes CH Unage. Key Oscar moments, Paul Thomas Anderson and Amy Madigan win. Outstanding songs and sad goodbyes, says The Statesman. Hindustan Times, in its editorial piece, When Cinema Begins to Anticipate Reality, writes that Paul Thomas Anderson's politically charged film, One Battle After Another, was nominated in 13 categories and won 6 Oscars, including for Best Feature and Best Director. This is not surprising, since many believe that the film loosely based on an early Thomas Pynchon novel, Vinland, anticipates the rise of an authoritarian regime and endorses political action in defense of liberal values. Pynchon is hardly a political extremist, even though his fiction has been radical and genre-defining. Paul R. Ehrlich, an eminent ecologist and population scientist whose best-selling book, The Population Bomb, was celebrated as prescient warning of coming age of food shortages and famine, died on Friday in Palo Alto, California. He was 93, reports the Indian Express. And finally, Janik Sinha, Aryna Sabalenka win maiden Indian Wells titles, reports the Pioneer. And with that, it's back to you, Abhishek.
Thank you, Nina. And now, before we end the bulletin, the headlines once again. 400 people killed and 250 injured in Pakistani airstrikes on Kabul hospital in Afghanistan. External Affairs Minister Jaishankar holds talks with his European Union counterparts in Brussels, discusses Iran conflict. India asks its citizens not to cross Iran's border without coordination with embassy. BJP's Sanjay Bhatia and Congress Party's Karamveer Singh Bodh declared elected to 2 Rajya Sabha seats from Haryana. Maharashtra Assembly passes Freedom of Religion Bill 2026 to prohibit religious conversions carried out through coercion, fraud, inducement or marriage. And in badminton, Kidambi Srikanth, Ayush Shetty and Tanvi Sharma to lead India's challenge at the Orleans Masters Super 300 tournament beginning today in France. And with that, we end the morning news. Have a nice day.